I run to the next station where prisoners are handing out camp clothing. And here, the most important thing, your numbers. Hold on to them tight. They're very important.
Around 6 p.m. it was also my turn. We were taken into the bathroom next to the prisoners' administration office, where we first had to take off all of our clothes. We were only allowed to keep our shoes, belt and suspenders. Our heads were shaved before we went into the actual bathroom. After bathing, we received our camp clothing. A bundle was thrown to each man that contained a military jacket, trousers, a shirt and a pair of underwear. During the entire procedure, which was conducted by prisoners, SS men were guarding us and kept us at the required tempo with truncheons. We began to understand that prisoners were not allowed to walk at the usual pace. Everything had to happen at a run. As I left the bathroom, a prisoner pressed a slip of paper into my hand with a number 12110. He told me that this was my number. Now I was prisoner 12110, or, as I was told quite soon, Jew in protective custody 12110.
Hair is shorn from the skull, beards are shaved off. They became unrecognizable, and initially the only way to tell them apart was a number stamped on the jacket and trousers, along with the Star of David in garish red and yellow.
All camp inmates were labeled with a number and a mark, a triangular symbol of a particular color, which was supposed to make it easier for those in charge to identify the group to which a particular prisoner belonged and how to deal with him. We, the Jews from the November Aktion, received, along with the number, a red and yellow symbol, two triangles to be sawn crosswise, evidently as a symbol of our political and also racial inferiority and untrustworthiness.
So then it was done. I was no longer a human being. I didn't have a name anymore. I was prisoner number WXYZ.
We stood again in rank and file, and we didn't recognize ourselves. That was how changed we were. There was a modern Babylonian confusion around us and in us. Thousands of us stood there in the large square, numbers without value, fates without protection. What mattered now was life or death, not intellect or ability.